Amen. Yes, Lord, we want to hear your voice today and not harden our hearts. Amen, Lord. Yeah. Before we start, let us read two verses. Hebrews chapter 4, 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 4, 1 and 2. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you
seem to have come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it.
O Lord, we heard a lot during these conferences, right? I hope you all can bring back something for our life, our daily life. And this is very important for me, that when we hear something, read something, we have to mix that with faith.
Amen.
Faith is so important when we read the word of God.
Amen.
Yeah, I hope this constitution, this law, end of this conference, no more a law outside of us, should be a law inside of us.
Amen.
Yeah, I think it's because of that fan.
Can you adjust it louder, please?
Moses, just make it louder, maybe.
Maybe I should speak louder. Okay, let me speak louder. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise for his voice. Amen. Yes. Today, I hope when we go home, this law will become a substance of us. No more a law book outside of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is very important, because today we are here not just for learning some rules and go back and have no impact on our daily life. And that would be very sad. That would be very sad. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Yeah, today we are talking about the narrow way into the kingdom. The narrow way into the kingdom. Yeah. And this way is a way of righteousness and the path of justice. Let us read first Proverbs 8:20. Proverbs 8:20. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of justice. Yeah. There is only one way go into the kingdom of God. Yeah. And then also Psalm 97 verse 2. Psalm 97 verse 2. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. You cannot take anything into this city which is unrighteous, which is not just. This is impossible. So, therefore, we have to open our eyes to see this city is a righteous city.
Amen.
Because the nature of our God is righteous. Yeah. So then it is only one way leads to this kingdom. No other ways. And let us now read Matthew chapter 7, 13 and 14. Matthew chapter 7, 13 and 14. Let us read together.
Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
Amen. Some of translations that's difficult is also narrow way. Okay, narrow way. And what do you think? This is a choice that God put before us? Or this is a commandment from God? I think, yes, you are right. It's also a commandment. I think nobody read this too, or will take this as a choice, will choose the last one, the second one, right? We'll choose the first one. And actually, this is a commandment of the Lord. And behind the commandment or behind the law is always something back up this law. What is that? That's the righteousness. Right? If a law without righteousness, then it's terrible. That's not a law. That's not a good commandment. That is evil. Therefore, behind the law is always righteousness. So that's why we read also Psalm 97, right? This, his throne is based on the righteousness. And just. Yeah. Without this righteousness, we cannot go into the kingdom of God. Yeah. God is righteous. And if you don't believe in him, then you are unrighteous. So simple is that. Let us read a verse which we all know very well. That is John chapter 3, 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish,
but have everlasting life.
Amen.
17. For God did not send his Son
into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Amen. Amen. Yes. How about Ronnie? You read verse 18. Yeah. He is righteous.
Amen.
This verse 18 very often will not mentioned. Right? We always mention verse 16, 17. But 18 is not mentioned. But God is very absolute. Yes is yes, no is no. If you don't believe in him, is already condemned. Which means that way is closed for you. I think all here, we are all believers, I hope.
Yes.
Right? So we might find this narrow gate already, but the question is how we, in the future, walk on this narrow way. It is very important. Right? So here, God didn't give any wishy-washy,
right.
Clean cut,
yes.
Right? He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practices evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. It's wonderful. Such commandment is really wonderful and show the righteousness of God. Black is black, white is white. Yes, yes, no, no. Okay? If you preached gospel, somebody said, let me think about that. I will make decision tomorrow. Maybe next year. Or when I see you, then I come next year, then we can talk about that. It's already condemned. It is warning for us, also for our daily life. How often we don't believe God will accomplish something. We are living some very often in a condition of unbelief. This is really a warning for us. Amen. Yes. And what is the next step when people, they don't believe? Or we, sometimes weak in faith. Because we are created, we have to worship something. This is in our nature. God created us, that we have to worship Him. But after fall of man, we find something to worship, which is idols. Yeah. So let us read Romans chapter 1, 20 to 23. For since the creation of world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish, professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image of corrupt man, birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore God has given them up. Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's the result when you don't believe in God or Jesus Christ. You will worship idols. Maybe here the example is the something we made out of stone, out of wood. But there are many, many idols which you cannot see. Idols means what we use that to replace God. That is idols. Anything in our heart, we think that more important than God, replace God. These are idols. Oh, Lord, save us, Lord. And this Broadway is when you walk on the Broadway, when you do things according to your flesh, not in the spirit, not in your faith, not believe God. That is the Broadway. It's easy, right? To pick up a stone and make some things and you worship the stone. It's terrible, really terrible. I hope that this faith cannot separate from righteousness. Our God is righteous. Yeah. Oh, Lord, yes. But we will see very often that what is righteous and what is unrighteous, very often we cannot distinguish, right, in our daily life. But through the judgment, we can see it. Right? You will know what is righteous or not, because the judgment will expose the meaning and the real meaning of this law. Right. Yeah, I wrote here an example. So that happened in the U.S., right? If I go into the house of John and take something, and John report me, and the police found me, and they check with me, oh, the total value you took is $930. You are fine. You can go. Is this righteous? Is this righteous? Yeah. You can only swallow, say, okay, too bad. Next time, I just don't open the door for Muchang. That's it. Yeah, that's today's condition. No righteousness. But through the judgment, we can see what is a righteous and what is not righteous. Yeah. Therefore, we have to see the judgment of God. Amen. Then we will understand what is the righteousness of God. Amen. Yeah. Let's read, we just read that, right? Mm-hmm. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. The wrath of God will come unto these people, which means we can see what is unrighteous. Right? Verse 24. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts, of dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. We just read it there, right? All this we can see. God gave them up, all this unrighteousness. And from the judgment, we can see such things we should not touch. Amen. Such things is unrighteous, has nothing to do with righteousness of God. From the judgment, we can know. We don't want to under the judgment of God. Yeah. That is severe. Yeah. No way we want to be under the judgment of God. Amen. He is righteous. He is righteous. And we don't want to be those who do these things. Yeah, Romans chapter 2, again. Chapter 2, verse 2. But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things. And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practice such things and doing the same, that you will be saved? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? But in accordance with your hardness and your impatience, you are treasured up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and reveal of righteous Amen. And revelation of the righteousness judgment of God. I mentioned so many verses. Just want to show our God is righteous.
Amen.
Righteousness is his nature.
Yeah.
And we, when we enter the narrow gate, that is one condition we have to follow. Otherwise, you have no part of that.
Amen.
And through faith, we are justified.
Amen.
Yeah. Just righteousness and faith come together. You cannot separate it. Right? So therefore, again, I mentioned so many. I like the book of Romans. It's wonderful. Show the character of our God. Amen. Romans chapter 3.
Amen.
Verse 21. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and all who believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and all short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood, righteousness. Because in his forbearance God has
over sins that were previously committed,
to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
Amen.
Do we have faith in Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You can enter the narrow gate.
Amen.
But how we walk on that way is another matter.
Yes.
Our daily life,
yes.
Our conduct in the church life, it is a lot of to do with the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Lord Jesus. Therefore, in Romans chapter 4, verse 3 said, for what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Amen. It's wonderful. We all believe in God. Yeah. We have this qualification. Yeah. Let us really treasure that. Such grace and mercy is not out of our own work. It's out of his grace that we are saved. Amen. Yeah. Maybe the last one from Romans. Romans chapter 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, have been justified by faith. Have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Amen. It's wonderful. Romans chapter 10, verse 4. It's wonderful. Another verse. Romans chapter 10, verse 4. For Christ is the end of the law, for righteousness to everyone who believes. Is this gate very narrow? It's actually not. God wants us to be saved. He opened the door. He wants us to believe in him. But unfortunately, many, many people, they don't want to. Code on this way. You can say there's a narrow gate, but it's also, in the reality, it's not narrow. God gave us all this possibility to be saved. Amen. And that's the beginning of our Christian life. Amen. How we later walk on this way is up to us. Up to us. Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, we still have flesh on us. Very often during our daily life, we do a lot of things unrighteous. Not just, even criticize the brothers and sisters. It is terrible. Yeah. God wants us to eat from the tree of life.
Amen.
Yeah, to be justified, to be his children. He never hide the tree of life. He put in the midst of the garden.
Amen.
So everyone can see and everyone can eat of it. But Eve made wrong decision. She just ate from the other tree. It's sad. It's sad. Very sad. Amen. And also mentioned yesterday or day before yesterday, God didn't give the world to angels, but to us. That we can be justified and walk on this path and to be his servant and justified by faith.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Actually, every day, everything we do is a choice. Choose life or choose death. We are facing so many things. Condition in our daily life. It's up to us, really up to us. I thank the Lord we have a free will. And this will, I personally want to give the Lord as a burnt offering.
Amen.
That absolutely follow his voice.
Yes.
Amen, Lord. We know this, many brothers also mentioned this Deuteronomy chapter 3. The Lord put before life and death. We can choose life. It's up to you, really, up to you. Oh, Lord, thank you that we can give ourselves to you. Absolutely. It's a warning. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Beware, brother, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of what? Unbelief. In departing from the living God. I don't want to be in this condition. I don't want to be departed from the living God. I want to be with him together. Amen. Therefore, but exhort one another daily. Why it is called today,
amen.
Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin is unrighteous. Very simple. No explanation needed. Amen. Oh, Lord. Strengthen our faith, Lord. We should be trained every day. Live by faith. Yeah, let us also pray to the Lord. Lord, I want to hear your voice. Not just, as brother said, not just one-way prayer. So that I can hear your voice. I can adjust my conduct. I can be chastened by him. So that I can live a life. Always choose life. Amen. Yeah, very important thing is in our daily life is complaining. Complaining is unbelief. When you complain, it's unbelief. Right? So in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 9. Nor let us tempt God, as some of them also tempt, and were destroyed by serpent. Nor complain, as some of them also complained, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Yeah, now all these things happened to them as a sample, and they were written for our admonition. Age have come. Therefore, let him who thinks sense take heed lest he fall. Amen. Oh Lord, yes, we have to stand fast. Not complaining. Amen. In Philippians also mentioned that we should do all the things without complaining. Right? It complain is also a part of sin and unbelief. Why that happened to me? Yeah. I think we can go back to our ancestor, Adam. Take a look. That is Genesis chapter 3, verse 12. God asked him, Genesis chapter 3, verse 11, right? Yeah. God asked him, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I command you that you should not eat? Then the man said, the woman who you gave to me, with me, she gave me of the tree and ate. It's a complaint. The woman you gave me. This is a complaint, really a complaint. And then 13, and the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. That is excuse. Oh, Lord. It's terrible. We have to repent. Yeah, we as brothers who are husbands should thank the Lord for our loving wives. No complaints. This is a blessing of God. Amen. And the wives should also not give any excuses. Repent. Amen. Yeah. If both couple, two parties come together, choose life in the family, what kind of problem cannot be solved? And children, honor your parents. Obey your parents. Right? Even parents make mistakes. Right? But even some of the parents, they are not believers. But we as children, we want to be justified before God. Yeah. Not justified before anybody else. So if this family of two, three, four, five, in this attitude, we are already in the kingdom of God. We experience this constitution of God already in our family. Amen. Do you think today you don't have this condition and one day you will be in the kingdom of God and everything's fine? No. This attitude, the chapter, Matthew 5, chapter 5 to 7, is actually a picture of our Christ. If we can live today such life in our family as a kingdom of God, I think there is no problem to be holy, to be as holy and walk on this highway of holiness. There's no problem to carry our own cross and live his life, not our own life, right? And then we also know what to ask, what to seek, because we are already in the family and looking for, we have the same goal. Amen. The couples, the individually, as children, we as a family, we already experience the kingdom of God on this earth. It is wonderful, so wonderful. Yeah, because he is our, he is the head of our family. Today we have to respect him as the head of the family. So let us learn this lesson and walk on this narrow way. It is difficult, but the Lord will help us to go through this way. Yes, that's why I mentioned these two verses before the meeting, before we have fellowship concerning the ways. We want to mix faith with what we read, what we heard. We will make it. Amen. Praise the Lord.